Yeah, and we can get started with more of just the logistics of preschool. What ages attend here at Hawthorne? How many classes are there? Just tell us about preschool here.
Okay, here at preschool at Hawthorne Elementary, it's a pre-K-4 program that is designed for students who are age 4 by September 14th of that particular school year. And the program is designed to begin some academic work with students, but also includes socialization so that they are ready to, and more ready to enter kindergarten than when they reach age 5.
I know some places have options where a 3-year-old could possibly, or they even have a 3-year-old. Is that an option here in Keokuk?
We do have a developmental preschool that is for 3-year-olds. And we refer to that as the pre-K-3 versus the PK-4 program. And that is for students who have developmental issues and they would benefit from the early entry to school.
What is the process to get into? I know the state is involved in the program. Iowa had a major push to have add preschool. Who can qualify? How do they qualify?
They qualify, first of all, the age requirement is there for students. And we do look at income levels. We do that at this point in time with the scope of our program because at a certain income level, students also qualify for the Head Start program. If we were to expand our program, then we would not be limited by that, and we could offer the program to more students.
And to differentiate for people, what is the pre-K-4 you're talking about versus Head Start? How do those differ? Or is there a difference?
I do not really know what the Head Start program includes. I know that our program...
I mean, is that here? For some of the, they just hear, oh, there's something called Head Start versus the pre-K here. Is it a different location? Is it a different...
It is at a different location. Yes, it is. It's here in the community, but it's not a school-based program.
And
ours is a school-based program.
That's the difference. And what ages? Is Head Start also 3 and 4? So you'd have a kid go into Head Start or preschool here.
That is correct.
Is it a private Head Start?
And then No, Head Start is also... Head Start is a federally funded program for students. Thus the income guidelines.
Okay, and then so you guys are all... There could be some... And that's what I'm trying to get in people's minds is there could be some people going to Head Start because they qualify there. Other students...
Correct.
Are coming here for preschool that qualify here.
Right. Head Start is designed for low-income families to provide that early intervention for students who would otherwise not have that opportunity.
How many classes are going on here at Hawthorne, and how long are they each day?
Currently, we have 2 sections of the PK-4 program here and 2 sections of the PK-3 program. And they are Monday through Thursday, and they're approximately 3 hours. One section in the morning, and a different group of students comes in the afternoon in both programs. So we're currently serving 30 students in the PK-4 program, 2 sections of 15. And the PK-3 program is right now probably at about 17 students.
And really that gets into, Laura, the district is looking to expand the options and providing at least one more classroom. Where did the idea of expansion come from?
We've been toying with expanding the preschool for 3 to 4 years. And with the availability of Torrance as an overflow building and moving the central offices to there, it was the perfect time. We have 2 classrooms on the first floor, so we could move the current preschool program from Hawthorne, freeing up some space here for some needs we have, and then adding a second classroom and so we could serve 30 more students with that program. And so we decided the time was ripe. Up till this point, we didn't really have the room to do that, and now we do. And so that was really the impetus. And we also realize that if we can get the students into our district, we can show them that this is a great place to go to school and continue on their education throughout elementary, middle school, and high school.
Is it looking at just the expansion, just the four-year-old that we're looking at, or is there going to be maybe more spaces open for three-year-olds also?
Right now, the state only funds for four-year-olds. Okay. And so this is a funding-based. And since the students only attend a half a day, we get half the amount of funding. And so that funding will then be used to pay the salary and benefits of the teacher that's in the classroom and the associate. So in each one of those sections, we have a teacher along with a teacher associate.
So in essence, for people that are the state, are they paying the full cost for the four-year-olds, or is the district putting some into that also?
No, the state gives us approximately $3,000 per student, and that will be enough to have a break-even point for the program.
One of the key things, the board is going to be discussing this in about 10 days or so. It would seem numbers will be the key. I mean, at this point here, how is enrollment coming, and what do you hope to see?
What we would hope to see is to have 60 students by our board meeting on the 26th. And what tends to happen is people don't return the form in time, and then a decision is made, and then we have to turn people away, and that always happens. And if we could have the second classroom and have viable numbers to do that, we could continue to take applications till we were at the cap level for that.
So it's really the opportunity that maybe the quicker people get their information in, that could lead to the expansion that would allow their kids in.
Right. Numbers is one of the really important things. And when we make our budget modification decisions and the board makes their decisions, we try to look at numbers and have the numbers justify the decisions that are made. Sometimes that doesn't work out. But one thing we really want to do is have a really good feel by the 26th that evening of what we have for enrollment so that we can provide the board the current numbers and try to estimate what that could grow to so that we're making the best decision for the students of the district.
Donna, what do you hear as the feedback from parents that their students are enrolled in the program and how they're doing? What's the feedback you get?
The feedback is very positive. The parents are involved. One component of the program is home visits by the classroom teacher. So they have that contact. It's a very active, invigorating program, and the students seem to enjoy it, and the parents are very supportive.
How early, I mean, and I don't have a lot of my wife's a teacher, but more in the middle school area. When you're in preschool, are you starting to read? Are you learning where are you at it? Where are they at in that stage? What are some of the things they'll be learning?
They actually are beginning to develop some early reading skills at the preschool level. And that feeds into our kindergarten program, which is based, it's a phonics-based reading program, Jolly Phonics. So the students who attend preschool here are exposed to that and then move right on into the kindergarten program. And the kindergarten is a very academic program. I think it's changed a lot over the years. And the benefit of having some preschool experience shows very quickly when they enter kindergarten.
And then, Laura, I think when it just comes down to, in general, with the sign-up and stuff, who do people contact? I'm assuming when they contact, they can talk about the salary, their income, to see if they qualify, stuff like that?
There's a form that they can pick up at the Hawthorne offices, and that form has all the required information that we need to determine if they'll be eligible for the preschool. And then if we have the second classroom, we'll have more likelihood of being able to serve more students.
One of the tricky options I know with preschool is transportation. Is there district opportunities for transportation, or do parents have to transport?
Right now, parents have to transport because the preschool program will be staggered off of the regular student day so that parents can get back and forth for the transportation and pick up their students.
So really the goal in the end is, if everything would go according to plan, Keokuk would go from having 30 four-year-olds this year to 60 next year.
Right. Our goal would be to have 60. Now, we could take that to 80. The state requirement is that you have no more than 20 students in a classroom. while you maintain a 10-to-1 student ratio. And since we obviously have a teacher and a certified paraprofessional in the room, we could go to 20. That's not necessarily our ideal number. However, if we can provide those services to students so that they're better prepared for kindergarten, we will do that up to the number of 20.
Do you have a sense based on connections with other parents and families in the district if there are as many as 84-year-olds in Keokuk that could come? Have you got a sense of kind of that looking out there?
Well, our class sizes have been in the 140 to 150 range for kindergarten, so it makes logical sense that there are more students out there than we're able to serve or the other preschools in the community are able to serve. A rough estimate is we think that there were 60 to 70 students in our district last year that didn't have any preschool program whatsoever. And so what we want to try to do is reduce that number down so students are better on track for a more successful education.
I remember talking with you in the past. You guys had calls last year from applications that you couldn't put into a class. That was the case?
We had multiple applications that we couldn't put in even in this springtime period. But what happens at registration, parents say, well, I want to put my younger child in preschool, and we're turning them away at registration. And that's the time of year where the kids, especially elementary kids in particular, are pretty excited about starting school. And then we've got these four-year-olds that want to go to school like their big brothers and sisters, and we're having to say, no, we don't have space. And so I'm hoping this additional preschool will allow those students that are really excited about going to school and learning that opportunity.
Anything else either of you'd like to add?
Did we talk about the applications, the cutoff date's March 20th?
No, I did not get a date in there for anything.
Yeah, it's the 30th.
Yeah, do people need to, I mean, how, what's the timeline we're looking at?
We do have a cutoff date of March 30th to accept applications, and parents can drop in at Hawthorne Elementary to pick up an application form. They can stay right here and fill it out if they'd like to and return it to us then and there or bring it back at a later time.
How many have you started to receive applications at this point? I mean, is there, what are you looking at right now for next year?
We do currently have over 40 applications that we have received, and we also have given application forms out that have not yet been returned, so we know the potential is there for more to be returned.